Okay, Jimmy, I'm going to preface this entire episode by saying I'm not in a bad mood, but I am in tired librarian dealing with changing and getting processes laid out mood.
That's a tough mood. That's
It's a mood.
a
How about
mood.
that?
Yeah,
It's not
that's
a
a
bad mood.
huge, it's just a mood.
It's a
I'm in a
mood.
mood.
I'm in a mood.
And if someone were to spray you with a water bottle like a cat, you'd probably get into a bad mood.
It would be a bad
I'm
mood. But it's not bad. It's just I am tired.
tired too.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, somebody sent me a meme the other day because they asked me, like, how are you feeling? And I said, I'm tired. And then I said, really tired. And they sent me a thing of a picture of Ultra Tide. And he said, say that out loud. And I said, Ultra Tide? And I was like, oh, Lord, I am Ultra Tide. I'm tired.
I am
Soul
tired.
crushingly tired.
My feet hurt. I've had to do the thing where you go at home and like lay on the ground and put your feet up against the wall to let the blood rush back down so your feet aren't
Is that why
throbbing.
my feet are so red? Oh
Yes!
my
You need
gosh.
to lay down back, like butt against the wall, put your feet up as I show this in yoga modes, like
Oh, I know what you're
moves
talking
for those of
about.
you that can't see us right now.
Because we
I'm
look really
randomly
dumb.
showing Jimmy what it would look like if I was,
Oh
while
my
I'm in a
gosh.
chair, my arms are laid back. Oh
I know what you're
man.
talking about. No, my
See, I'm so
feet.
tired, I'm an idiot right
Yeah,
now.
so
That's the.
same. I'm dumb. I'm really dumb. My feet have been so freaking red. Like, and I was,
Swollen.
yeah, I was looking at them the other day and I was like, why are they red? They're
Yeah.
usually like a nice, gentle, like, not really ancient
Mocha.
yellow. Yes.
I thought you'd like that color
Yes,
choice.
mocha's good. But these things are like beet red and I'm
Yeah.
tired.
I'm wearing flip-flops today, by the way, people.
See, I don't, I
They're nice
hate, yeah,
flip-flops,
I'm gonna start
but
wearing
they're
my Crocs.
flip-flops.
I'm wearing
You're
Crocs on Friday.
gonna wear Crocs.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, kids.
I'm tired. And I'm gonna put socks on too.
Oh,
I should
man.
do that thing that my
Let's
dad
just
used to do.
add it
Yeah.
up.
Wear the little the sandals with the little what's it that middle piece and put my socks
Oh,
on.
Chacos. Is it
Yeah,
Chacos?
there you go.
Chacos.
Yeah. And not even like white socks, dress
Dress
socks.
socks. You should get socks that already have the little toes
Oh,
in
I have
them.
a pair of those.
How awesome would that be if you
Those are
got toe
awesome. Yeah,
socks
I'm gonna get some
and
toe
wore
socks
your
and wear them on campus.
Chacos?
Yeah.
What's the, there's
That's gonna be
another group
awesome.
besides just Chacos. There's a couple of them out there. Tivas.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I'm gonna go online today and order me some Tevas.
Yeah, I bet they'd be comfy walking around. As
It would
much
be.
walking as we do.
Yeah, we walk all the time.
Yeah.
And
I know. Sorry. And I've got allergies on top of it.
I got that itchiness in the
Real,
back of my throat.
really feeling it. I always have allergies, which you guys can
Yeah.
probably hear on the
Well, I mean,
podcast,
it's
but it's extra.
the dust and it's just you had mold in here.
Mildew.
Mildew.
But we did get most of it
Yeah, you
cleaned
got
up.
rid of it.
You were here the day
Yeah, I was.
it
That was one of
happened.
our episodes.
So yeah, walked in. What, that was when my air was out for weeks.
Yeah.
Well, like it was supposed to be out only for a couple of days, and
But
it
it was
ended
out
up
for
being
weeks.
out for a while.
Yeah,
We had a
because
hole in the
why
roof.
not? Yeah.
Yeah, and then yeah, got some mildew. Luckily, all the books were okay. I did check all the books.
That's good.
It's just dealing with repercussions and just hoping I've caught everything so it doesn't start up again.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Yeah, you can even hear me
Yeah.
sniffles over here.
And you got the thunder rumbling overhead.
Yeah, man, it's a day.
Yeah.
Welcome to Houston.
Yeah. And with that
I
being
hope you guys
said,
can hear this in the background.
yes, welcome to Behind the Circulation Desk. We're back.
Woo! Like that enthusiastic woo by me
Ah,
as
yeah, it was
we.
great.
Oh,
So,
happy Wednesday.
happy Wednesday
Yeah,
indeed.
you know, I started off with happy Monday, then happy Tuesday, and now happy Wednesday.
I don't even know my range of happies. Mine was like Monday,
Yeah.
and then it was like Wednesday. Psych, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then I came into work today. Awesome, it's Thursday. No,
No.
it's Wednesday.
So I was talking to a kid yesterday and they were like, "Miss, you know what the worst day is?" And I was like, "What?" He goes, "Not Monday." He's like, "Tuesday."
Yeah.
Everyone thinks it's Monday, but you build up for Monday. And then Tuesday gets here and you go, "Oh,
There's nowhere to
God."
go.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to
He
go.
said,
You don't
"Wednesday's
have
all good."
Sunday behind you.
Yeah.
You don't have anything to look forward to. It's a
How many
Wednesday.
Tuesdays do you get off, too? We get Mondays off. We get a
Yeah.
couple Fridays off
Every now and
randomly.
again,
How many
yes.
Tuesdays do
You
you get
never get a
off?
Tuesday off.
And he looked at me, he went, this is the Tuesdayest Tuesday of all Tuesdays. But
yesterday was the Tuesdayest
Tuesday. That's what he told me. How funny is that? And a kid looks at me and goes, this is the Tuesdayest Tuesday of all Tuesdays.
That would be a great t-shirt.
Yeah.
I would wear that on Tuesdays.
I would too.
Yeah.
I just looked at him and I was like, I feel you.
Yeah. It's like when somebody tells you, like, man, what a week. And you're like, it's Tuesday.
Dude. Yeah. Like, we're 2 days in, bud. Where have you been?
Oh, Lordy. And this is what, week three for us? Officially, it's like the second first.
Second full week, third week of school, technically. No, third full week. Is this third full week? Oh, my God.
Don't say that. No, it's second. Last week was the first full week.
Was it?
Yeah. That's how long this feels.
Oh,
it feels
Jimmy.
Like this is the third week of school.
I thought this was the third
we
full week.
We have been back since.
So we've only been.
We've been here. We've been back just since July 29th as librarians.
But see, we've been back longer. That's why I'm all mixed up. But students haven't been here since.
They were here like on the 16th or something or other.
Yeah, that Thursday, Friday. And then, I'm sorry, we're on tangents right now because apparently I don't know what day
we've
it is.
We've only been in session 1, 2, 3 for 10 days.
How many days are in a year?
So I think we're on 199 contracts, so we literally have 189 days.
No, we have less than that when you add the others in.
So we have like 179.
It's a lot of days left.
Whatever, yeah. It's nowhere near to be counting down to anything.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. All right, so
all right, back at it.
Back at it. What are you reading right now?
Oh man, what am I reading right now? Lots of materials for students. I've read lots of articles.
Okay.
To help students with papers, we're doing. I have a couple of different classes that are doing climate change articles.
Oh, that's cool.
Discussing climate change and researching and looking at the two different sides, the opposing viewpoints.
How it's too late for us.
Well, and what was interesting talking to some of them is. There are so specific views from both sides that there's not many that are right in the middle giving you that breath of air, like what is actually going on.
Right.
And it was interesting talking to them about that and hearing from them, well, what do you believe? And if you don't believe something, what do you think is the breakdown? And, you know, because our students are very particular in those things.
They really
A lot
are.
Of them believe one or versus the other. Every once in a while, you'll have those kids that are like, oh, middle of the road, let's talk about it.
Right.
But it was interesting with the climate change thing. They were telling me, well, I do believe there's aspects of this, but I don't think it's quite as drastic as we think. So they were looking at it that way. And then there were others that were taking the idea of, yes, climate change issues, all these different things going on. But even with the measures we're taking, we possibly won't be able to overcome the things that are happening in other countries that we don't have regulations over. So it was interesting some of the different points and views that they were looking at.
That's cool. I dig that. I think that also kind of reflects on our country a bit, isn't it? Like we have your one side who argues ABC, and then you have your other side who argues X, Y, and Z and with none of the letters in between.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I missed that about high school.
You know, having those conversations with them and having, you know, and a lot of times when I'm talking with them, I'll try to play devil's advocate and I'll tell them beforehand, like, listen, I'm going to come in and I'm going to give you an opposite viewpoint to go with this. And I want you to explain back to me how it differs. I said, that's going to lead you to whatever it is that you want to write about.
That's only going
to
make them
better. Yeah, exactly. And we talk about that whole idea of when you're writing that paper, yes, you're answering these questions as you're going through. But you're also understanding what the other side and what they're coming from so that you can integrate their viewpoints and why, you know, things have turned the way that they have.
I miss teaching that in English, high school English.
I hope that made sense to everybody because it did in my brain. But right now, I don't know if I'm explaining
things. No, it totally did. And you know what? For people listening who aren't in education, you know, that's the beautiful thing about what we do here is that yes, we teach in a sense of like you got to know your basic facts, you got to know your basic skills,
research, all the
and things like that. But man, education can really be a great avenue to really get people thinking critically, to have a better understanding of themselves, of the world around them, of the people around them. And that's why I love being a librarian because I get to do my job and promoting literacy, spreading the love of reading. But man, do I really still get to teach. And I do miss it.
Yeah. We teach, I mean, every day I'm teaching. Yeah. And I'm teaching a number of different things every single day. And I see every variety of our students,
right?
Which is what I love.
Yeah.
You know, I don't just have my AP kids. Mm-hmm. I don't just have my academic kids, or, you know, however.
Mm-hmm. Or your intervention kids.
Exactly.
Or things like that.
I have all of them.
And that's crazy because as a teacher.
In different subjects.
Yeah. You, when I was an English teacher, I was limited. If I was an ESL teacher that year, I only saw the ESL kids.
Yep.
If I was the AP and gifted and talented teacher that year, that's all I saw. If I was the academic teacher, again, that's all I saw. And it wasn't a very centrist view with my students. And as being a librarian, you really get to hit all of those levels,
yeah.
All of those different challenges. And that's what's awesome, like, you know, for the finding a book for a lower reader or a person who doesn't like to read. And, you know, ordering Catch-22 for a squirrely seventh grader who just refuses to let that book die. And she just wants to read it.
She just wants that. That's right.
We were talking about that
the other day.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, though, this year already, I had a teacher email me and said, thank you so much for a certain book.
That's awesome.
A kid found something to read that he enjoyed.
Yeah.
Because he's never been able to do that. He went up to her and said,
yeah.
You know, specifically, thank you. You have found a book that I want to read.
And that's what this is all about.
Yeah. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, it's exciting. Just,
that is
you
exciting.
Know, especially being new and things like that on a campus.
Well, just today I had two kids come in this afternoon and, they were both very excited to be in the library. They were both very eager, but they didn't know what they wanted. Talking with these kids for a couple of minutes, you know, we identified one of these students wanted a mystery, so I took her over to the mystery section. I told her
that's one right. You're genre-fied already at your library.
We are genre-fied.
We're not here yet.
Yeah. You'll get there.
I know. We're getting there. It's my goal.
It's one. That's something you can say for the end of the year. But the other
or
guy,
maybe next year, potentially.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. The summer.
Oh, man, it's going to be great.
I don't know if I can do another full summer job.
I'll tell you what, because the other guy who came in for the book, the other student, he wanted something more action-packed adventure-y, so got him hooked up with those Maximum Ride books, which are awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Graphic novel or actual novel?
Actual novel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but it's cool because when you genre-fy, for those of you who don't know what genre-fying is in the library, it's when you organize your books by genre, horror, action,
adventure. Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble, just like how it's set up by
going to a bookstore.
The different subjects. Yeah.
And, you typically don't go in a bookstore and be like, show me where your Dan Brown is. Just Dan Brown. Leave me exactly to B-R-O. Yeah.
Yeah. So things like that. So libraries are doing it. Some librarians
are not.
I'm
going to get back to Dan Brown again.
Dude, are you serious? Are you going to get back to Dan Brown?
No, well, I haven't picked up another Dan Brown book.
I'm not going to judge you because
I'm
reading After Dark right now by Haruki Murakami. And I told myself I was going to give myself some more time, but I just finished this other book, The Adventures of Cavalier and Clay, which is pretty cool. I enjoyed it. It was a great book. But, man, I had to go back to my dude. I had to go back to my author.
But
you know?
Didn't you just, like, tweet a photo the other day?
Yeah, I
of
did.
Just his name?
Of the book.
Oh, was it the book?
It was the actual book.
I was just floating through and I thought I just saw his name. I was like, man, Jimmy, you do have a crush.
Yeah, I have. Oh, it's a total man crush. If that dude ever does an author visit in the States, I'm going to be there first in line with all of my books, waving like, oh my God.
And then, you're going to be like the One Direction girls back in the day. Like,
yes.
I'm here.
Be wearing a picture of him, you know.
Just his picture.
Just
right
his
on
picture
the...
right on my on my chest.
With a fake you put into it with your arm around him.
Exactly. Oh, I'm going to get so many photos. They could be. They could tell me. It could be like, you know, when you go to Comic-Con and you want to take a picture with Tom Holland or, you know, Emilia Clarke. You know, they'd be like, okay, it's $50 a photo. Like, all right, here's 100. I want two.
Okay, I've got, speaking of Tom Holland. So what's going on with Marvel?
Dude,
and
so a lot of people.
So I feel like you've read this and I haven't had a chance to read about it yet.
The thing about it is, initially, the news was Sony went to go renegotiate their contract with Marvel.
Yeah.
And Marvel didn't want to do it, right? And Sony pulled out Spider-Man. Everybody lost their mind.
Yeah. I mean, even my kids were here, were like, did you hear the news? And I'm like, I read about it, but I literally read the headline.
Yeah.
I didn't even get a chance to read.
What happened was that Disney, well, you know, who owns Marvel, came back and said, you know what? 5% is no longer good enough. We want 50. And Sony was like, that wasn't the original deal,
agreement,
dude. You can't renege on this, you know, contract. And so Marvel's like, fine, we don't want you anymore. So they pulled a power move, you know, because Disney's obviously the bigger company. And this is why we got to be against monopolies, people. Legislation. but yeah, so they pulled a power move and now it's up in the air.
Okay.
You know, which there's two sides to this coin for me. One, who cares? our planet's dying. And second, like, seriously,
do I need to play devil's advocate in this? No,
but on the other, but on the other side, it's like, dude, you left the last movie in a cliffhanger. Like, what's
up? Yeah, you did. You can't.
You can't just do that.
Yeah.
And if we spoiled it for you, you know, that movie's been out for a couple of months now, dude.
Can we talk about how much I love Zendaya as MJ, by the way?
She's awesome.
She is amazing in that role.
She's great. Yeah.
Gosh, I love her as MJ.
She's cool.
She's like what you imagine every teenage girl seeing themselves as in terms of being a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Like when they, you know, like in your own brain, you're like, I'm all dorky. Yeah. That's, I feel like that she plays that role so well, but in a good way. Yeah. You know, she's quirky with it.
Right. She's not like,
she's not dorky, but it's,
it's not like a stereotype where you roll your eyes at.
Yeah.
It's, you look at her and you're like, I knew a girl like that in high school.
Yeah. But you know, like she's quirky and funny and weird in that role, but she just goes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's great. She's a good, she's a good MJ.
Like the comments she makes sometimes in that role. I'm like, do they just let her improv and go? I hope they do.
I think they do. I hope
that's just her. Cause she's, she's good in that role.
Oh man. No, she is. I can go back and watch that movie.
Go back and watch her and just like some of the little, especially the first.
The first one?
The first one. Even in the second one. Mm-hmm. But just,
Okay.
Yeah, just go and watch her.
Yeah, I'll watch that
She's
again.
Funny, you know, like funny quirky in that role.
Yeah.
I think I explained that right.
No, you totally explained that right. Oh. Hey, look, besides whatever.
Listen, I'm so tired. I really don't know.
And for those of you listening right now and you're thinking the audio quality is a little strange. So we forgot the microphones on our scheduled podcast day.
I forgot it.
So we're coming to you from the cell phone.
Woo!
And we don't, not necessarily that we don't care. It's just that's how tired we are. I wasn't going to go back to Lander to get it.
I wasn't going to drive home to get it and
exactly,
come back.
Exactly, no.
Because if I had driven home, I would have stayed home.
But we really wanted to do this podcast today.
We did.
Yeah, we really did.
We promised we would.
We promised we would. Oh, my gosh. But what were we talking about? Oh, anyways, what were we reading?
What are you reading right now?
So, yeah, After Dark by Murakami. Really enjoying that book. I will tell you one thing, though. After reading 16 of his books, there's a pattern.
Is there? Do you think it's a pattern that is supposed to intertwine, or do you think it's just his writing?
I just think it's his writing. And as much as I love it, and I will always defend it, I'm taking my time with this book. Usually I devour his books, like, within a couple of days. And I've been reading this one for 2 days already now, and I'm still on chapter two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just can't
really
break into. What do you think is going on with that?
I don't know. I think I need to give myself more time, like more of a break, because I started reading him in 2000. When did Harvey happen? 17, right?
2017.
Yeah, I started reading him at 17.
It's 2019. Was that IQ84?
1Q84.
1Q.
Yeah, I read that during Harvey because, you know, we had time. And I blasted through it. And then I remember that year, I just started blasting through all of his books. So I really kind of need to just take a break with him. I'm going to finish this book. I'm going to power through it this weekend, you know, the Labor Day weekend. But ultimately, I just need to take a break from him. I'm going to keep buying his stuff, you know, as it comes out because first editions. and I'm going to leave him on the shelf. But I'm going to take a little break with him.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what I'm going to start reading, to be honest with you. There's a lot of stuff out there. I'm really into Latin American literature right now. I think that's kind of my obsession. And I forget what this one book is called. It's in my bag. You want me to rifle through it and get
it? Yeah. Grab it really quick.
All right. So
Find it.
I'm going to find it. It's at the bottom of the pile.
Let's see what you got. Okay.
So,
and you have a really cool new bag, by the way.
Thank you. It's a Fossil bag. It's a backpack.
Oh, is it Fossil? Yes. I missed it. You said it was Fossil. And there's your camera.
My fancy camera.
You've got more books. Oh, how many books do you have in there? That's three and then a notebook.
One, two, three, my planner. Four, five.
Ooh, what's that one on the top?
Oh, this is it. So this is the guy I was telling you about. This is Cesar Aida.
You pull yourself back with the chair. Right? I'm coming. Hold on.
He's an Argentinian writer, and this is a translation. Yeah, but this is called Shantytown.
Brazos?
Yeah. Yeah, Brazos Bookstore. That's my jam. You want me to read the back?
Yes, please.
All right. A corrupt, trigger-happy policeman will use anyone, including two innocent teenage girls, to break up a drug ring that he believes is operating within Buenos Aires. Famed Shantytown. Shantytown combines Ida's fascination with urban violence and the sinister side of Latin American politics with Kindness of Strangers, a bizarre new drug, a secret code with Carousel of Pirated Lights, and murder. Like all of Ida's mesmerizing work, Shantytown is filled with wonder and mad invention.
Why do I feel like I've already heard about this book?
I don't know. But doesn't that sound awesome?
It does.
And it's like a novella.
It does.
You know, there's only...
How many pages are even in
it's
there?
Like 100, it's 162 pages. So I tell you what, I just kind of made a decision while I was reading that because this has been sitting in my bag for a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go ahead and abandon After Dark. I'm only... two chapters in, not even one chapter and the start of two.
Remember we talked about this. There's times in your reading where you have to stop.
Yeah.
Either you've been with an author for too long mm-hmm. and you need a break. You're not mentally ready for a book. Not necessarily mentally ready,
right.
just that point. Mm-hmm. Either you're too busy, there's too much going on, you can't, you know, give the book what it needs. And I'll tell you, I'm the same. Like right now, I'm so busy. Mm-hmm. I have an audiobook I'm listening to.
Yeah.
And the last two things I read were children's books.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's legit. Well, I got a graphic novel sitting on my desk at work because that's the only thing I could read
yeah.
in between, like, the 10, 15 minutes that I have in between lunches because I'm, you know, taking in forms for digital expansion.
Yeah, I picked up two children's books this weekend.
Yeah.
We had to run over to Barnes & Noble, and they were having that big sale.
Oh, they're still having it, aren't they?
They are. And you know we get an educator discount, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's, like, on top of that, right?
20%, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
dude.
So for that one, it was a choose. You either got the 20% if it wasn't on the 50, or you got the 50.
Yeah.
And it depended on, not all of them were
great title,
a 50,
yeah.
and not all of them were great titles. There were some good ones in there. I picked up We Don't Need Our Classmates. We Don't Need Our Classmates, which mm-hmm. is really cute.
Okay.
And then, And then Drawn Together.
Okay.
Because I didn't have the, I had like borrowed online.
Mm-hmm.
A copy of Drawn Together, just the ebook, but I went ahead on it.
You want to have your own copy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I love that book. It's beautiful.
And that's one thing, people, as librarians, we're always going to advocate for you to use the library. We're always going to tell you, go to your public library. If you have children, go to the library at the school. Utilize the services. We still do.
Yeah.
But every now and then.
I bought those two books
you need to
for
have
my
book.
Kids.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I, you know, for my, I wanted them to read.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring them up here a couple of times to show like certain groups of my kids, talk about, take them to a couple of different classes because I'm doing some things with some teachers this year.
Yeah.
But I want them for my own kids too.
Exactly.
You know, and what was funny is after we bought them, we sat down at Starbucks and ate for a little while and I read to the kids.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It was great. And then you know what else we picked up?
Oh.
They had the 3-piece set of Scary Stories You Tell in the
Dark.
Oh
my God.
And
is it the original artwork or is that new
stupid
artwork?
You can get two different versions.
Yeah.
You can get the new one that looks like
less threatening.
Well, it looks like the movie, you know, the box looks like the movie, or you can get the old one. It looks
the
like what we used
one,
to read.
Yes, because that scared the living crap out of
me.
I'm telling you, man, people are like, oh, I had such fond memories of this book. It was really scary and all that stuff. Yeah, that's cool and all. But, you know, I lived in an environment that looked like those dang pictures. I Rochere in Texas. When I stayed out in Rochere in Texas, it was a population of 666. I kid you not. If I could get my uncle on the phone right now, he would verify it, but he's, you know, whatever.
What's the scarecrow?
Harold.
Harold.
Oh, my God. Oh, I lived across a farm.
That had
Shelby,
like cross street
that had
Harold
stuff like that out there. And you go outside, dusk is coming,
that's
and
all I can
the
see
sun's
him.
Going down. You know, you're just running down the street because you got to get home before it gets dark.
Yeah.
That's how creepy it was.
Well, and like, I'm sitting there and I'm reading it to the kids. They're like, this isn't that scary. I'm like, listen, you're not by yourself under the covers.
Exactly.
It's dark with a flashlight reading this book.
Yeah.
I said, you're sitting right here with your dad and I, and I'm reading this to you.
Mm-hmm. No.
I said, of course it's not scary.
And it's ridiculous because one time I was reading that book. I bought it at the Scholastic Book Fair, for crying out loud. I'm at the house reading this story, and they're describing the environment, and I'm like, that's here. That's Fenn Road right now. And it terrified me, absolutely terrified me. I couldn't go outside.
Well, see, mine live in the middle of the city.
Yeah, they're
fine.
They're not, light pollution. No, what my old neighborhood,
like,
you walk out,
Mom,
you look
there's,
up.
There's police literally around the corner, you know? Like, we can call them and they'll be at our house within 2 minutes
because
we
police,
live in such a little, you know, neighborhood.
Back where I used to live, you call the police at least 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know my whole story about that.
Yeah.
Getting woken up by ours because
oh,
someone decided that they were going to steal the...
all the tires.
All the tires and the hubcaps.
Good stuff.
I do have good police department, though. Rock on to our police department.
Oh my gosh.
They keep us safe out there.
They really do. And our books.
Yep.
the underbridge steal our books. Oh my gosh.
You know what we're about to get into though? Mm. Banned Books Week is coming up.
Oh my, when is that again?
September. Oh, don't do this to me. Dude, don't make my brain work right now.
I gotta do
Hold
something.
Hold on, people. I'm coming. Don't
I gotta
worry.
Do something.
Google it.
Library confession while she's Googling that. I am really bad about doing displays.
It's changing this year. Yeah. I'm pushing him.
Yeah, she is. And I did some bulletin boards last year.
Not that
year,
I have display areas right now.
Yeah, but I'm really bad about making those things. And this year, I promise, I'm making it my pledge. And I just realized that my Scholastic Book Fair is coming up.
Ooh,
and
when's
I am
that?
So
September 22nd through 28th.
Oh my gosh. See, that's when my book fair is, from the 20th
well,
to the 28th.
Well, you can book it
what
up
am
with,
I supposed to do with the book
it
fair
up.
And Banned Book Week.
Make sure you put out their little signs that talk about, you know, like
the
this book was banned
yeah,
within.
You're right. No, you're right.
You can make that happen.
Oh, my God.
I told you what I did last school year.
I'm tired from that week, and it hasn't even come. It's not even September yet. It is August 28th,
Ooh.
And my soul is tired.
Look at this. This year's theme is censorship leaves us in the dark.
Keep the light on. Okay. We're gonna have to do, I'm going to have to do something. Yeah.
You can just put like a little lamp out there with books underneath it.
Oh, that's a
good
one.
Like just a table.
Yeah. Oh, you know
Turn
what?
The light
That's cool
on
about
on.
My library is that there's two sections of light. So in the back of the library, I can
oh,
cut
you
off the
turn
lights,
those,
and
cut
I can put
those
out the
lights.
Tables, and I can get, oh, I got this battery-powered
See?
Lamp at the house. All right, done. Boom, high five.
Boom. See, guys, you just sometimes you just need a person to
and talk it out.
To talk the displays out. Yep. I'll tell you, that's one thing that my library is lacking is display space.
Yeah. Well, I think you got plenty of space. I think you just
oh,
have
I
a
have
lot of furniture.
Tons of space. I just have furniture for relaxing,
yeah.
Which is great, but I don't have a lot of furniture to showcase books. I don't have a lot of space to showcase
You know what
books.
You could do is you could
I'm
get a bunch of milk crates, which you're not supposed to take because it's illegal to do so.
Well, you can just buy those ones that look like milk
yeah,
crates.
Yeah, exactly. You could buy them up
yeah.
and wrap them up in brown paper
yeah.
and put them around these columns. She has these columns in her library that are pretty cool but a little bit old-fashioned, but you could make displays around the columns
yeah,
with those boxes.
Like yeah. I just have to move my tables around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a lot of tables within
yeah,
here.
You could do different
I think
color.
I'm going to start pulling them.
Those are
a little
cool.
bit closer.
All right, folks. Well, I think we've ranted.
We've ranted a lot. I don't know if we've really talked about anything this go round, but we've ranted.
But there
Welcome
it is.
Welcome to us after a digital expansion.
Yes,
weeks.
Exactly.
And you haven't even started
haven't
even checking
rolled
yours out.
Yet.
I've rolled
no,
out.
Yeah, I'm just barely doing all the preliminary stuff.
Yeah, I've rolled out,
and,
so I'm dealing
yeah.
with everything right now. So forms
mm-hmm.
done.
Yeah.
Check. Chromebooks checked out. Done. Check.
Now you're dealing with
now
all
I'm
the,
dealing with broken, not printing,
not connected to the Wi-Fi.
Not connected to the Wi-Fi. It was connected yesterday, but now it's off. But now let's change your password again. What else am I dealing with? Mouse just disappearing, the cursor disappearing. That's been a big one
yeah.
lately. The IDP failure on its learning because we have to clear their cache. I should just make a list for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should.
Anyone else out there that has Chromebooks in their district, just tweet us up and let us know, and we can
holla at your boy
we can,
and girl.
We can share and have a little shared drive about.
You know what we could do?
You know,
like
Chromebook help stuff.
Get a meetup, like from all over the city
yeah.
going. And
digital expansion Chromebook discussions.
Cry together.
Just cry. When was your rollout?
And just weep.
I'm in rollout denial.
You
can
know,
have little.
Just have a good cry with
little,
each other.
Little support groups.
Yeah.
Chromebook digital
That's
expansion
what we,
support
digital
groups.
Digital expansion Chromebook support groups.
Just general, not even Chromebook, just one-to-one
yeah.
support groups.
One-to-one support.
Are you a librarian at a mm-hmm. one-to-one district? Well, we're here to support you.
We're here to support you.
All right, guys.
All right, well, I'm Jimmy Mai.
I'm Shelby Slay.
And this was Behind the Circulation Desk.
Have a good one.